News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. Local and state leaders react to Expand Energy's announcement to move its headquarters to Houston. They believe the impact will be limited. Expand officials say they remain committed to supporting Oklahoma City employees and the local community. The move is expected to take place later this year. One home was destroyed and around 100 people had to be evacuated in a northwest Shawnee neighborhood on Monday. The wildfire burned more than 70 acres. There were no injuries reported, and it appears the fire was sparked by the extreme dry conditions. And state climatologist Gary McManus believes this is the worst drought in state history.
The drought has been spreading and intensifying through the winter months. It's just been so dry.
McManus says there's no real relief in sight. With that comes an elevated wildfire danger. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattlemen.org, to learn more.